Hey, let's me and Svi, let's finish Shas together. Bez Hashem, this morning's learning is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Svi ben Rav Yosef, as well as to Chaim Svi ben Avraham. Today's daf is daf Mem Dalad. We are 10 lines from the bottom, Mem Gimel and Beis, from the words Nehemiah, says the Gemara. Nehemiah bereid the Rav Chanilai. Nehemiah, the son of Rav Chanilai, Meshachte Shmaita. He got so engrossed in his learning that he strayed outside the tchum because he got so engrossed in his learning. Good morning, Avi. Good morning, Mordechai. Good morning, Dr. Joe. Rav Chista said to Rav Nachman, your student Nehemiah is in pain because he's outside of the tchum. He can't move. He's in his Dalet Amos. So Rav Nachman said an amazing thing to him. He said, go find like 30, 40, 50 chevra. Go find a bunch of guys. Make a circle around him. Extend that circle back into the tchum where he was. And then he could walk back in and join the tchum. That's what he told him. Unbelievable. Even though there's a machlokas, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda Masechta Sukkah, whether or not a mechitza made out of human beings or animals is a good mechitza. Nevertheless, we paskin, says Tosfos and Dibur HaMaschil V'i on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Take a look at the first line of the Tosfos V'i. Af al gav de Rabbi Meir posel l'kaman behema l'dofen sukkah. Pshita le da halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. Stop. Tosfos says we follow Rabbi Yehuda that an animal could be a mechitza and a human being could be a mechitza. They could both be a mechitza. That's the way we paskin. And we also paskin that a mechitza made on Shabbos is a legit mechitza. So that's Rabbeinu Chananah points that out. Fine. Yosef Rav Nachman Yitzchak Achori the Rava of Yosef Rava Kamei the Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak LeRava. Ma'ikam and Boilei LeRav Chista. What was Rav Chista's shaila over here? What was Rav Chista's question? Ilema b'demalu gavrei askinan. If we're talking about a case where he had plenty of people there to make the wall, there was like a large crowd around him and he had plenty of people become a bayalei. So the kasha was, Hilchas HaKaram Gamliel. Oh, ain halach HaKaram Gamliel. Does the halach HaFal HaKaram Gamliel that once you stray out of the tchum and now you're in a corral or you're on a boat, remember Ram Gamliel's sheet is, you don't have to stay in four amos. If you're within an enclosed area, you're allowed to go. So maybe that was his question. Do we find one or not? Or maybe no, he didn't have enough people there. He didn't have a ton of people. But he could get him to within two amos of the tchum. And the question is, do we follow Rabbi Eliezer who says that when a person ends the 2,000 amos, he has an additional two amos, or does he not have an additional two amos? That's one issue Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Eliezer also holds that once I'm in one tchum and that tchum joins in together with another tchum, so I'm allowed to go back to the original tchum. So in this case, if you could get the guy back to within two amos, Rabbi Eliezer's shita later on, Daf Nun Beis, is when we say that you have four amos, it means you're in the middle of it. So you have two amos to each side. If you like stray outside the tchum, so you have a total of four amos, two amos to each side. So, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer that you're allowed to jump back into the two amos or ain't halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, because the chachamim will argue Rabbi Eliezer, they hold that once you get to the 2,000 amos, that's it. You're not even allowed to walk one ama outside the 2,000. You're done. So Rava answered Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Pshita b'delo malo gavri askinan. It's obvious to me that the question of Rav Chista was where he did not have enough people. Disagadadli b'demalo gavri askinan, because if you're telling me that he had enough people, mighty boile. What was his question? Everybody knows we follow Rav Gamliel. Ha'amarav halach Rav Gamliel b'dir v'sar v'sfina. We know that Rav already said, we follow Rav Gamliel in the case of the corral, meaning where the goyim threw him into a corral, or by accident he went out, or he ended up on a boat that was outside the tchum. So Rav Gamliel says, you're allowed to walk the whole area of the tchum. It's, you were in an enclosed area. Even though you weren't there by Ben Hashmashas. Elavadai b'delom olo gavri haskinu d'Rabbi Eliezer kum b'olei. Clearly, we're talking about a case where he did not have enough people to get him all the way back into the Tchum. And he had enough to get him back within two Amos. And the question is, do we follow Rabbi Eliezer, who said, once you get two Amos away from your original Tchum, that's good enough. You're considered to be in your original Tchum. Dekanami dekamalei yikanes. My yikanes lav below mechitza. From the fact that he said, can he walk into the Tchum from where he is? Sounds like he was outside the Tchum. So clearly, it means they had enough people to get him to two Amos away. And then the question is, could he go in or not? So the question is, do we follow Rabbi Eliezer or not? That's the way he understood the question. Eisvi Rav Nachman Yitzchak l'Rava. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked the question to Rava. Nofal Dofna. Let's say, another Daf Yomi coincidence. We're now going to learn the laws of Sukkah. Here we go. Nofal Dofna. This happened to the BMW Sukkah, not last Sukkahs, but the Sukkahs before last Sukkahs. The wall, maybe last Sukkahs also, I don't even know. The walls of the Sukkah fell down. Boom, there you go. Nafal Dofna. So let's say it's Yontif morning or Shabbos morning, and now you're up a creek. You want to eat lunch. You can't eat anything because your walls of your Sukkah fell down. What do you do? Lo Yamid Ba Adam Behemah V'Kelim. You are not allowed to use a human being or an animal or a vessel as a mechitza. V'lo yizkof es amita, and you can't take the bed and stand it up. Lifros aleh sudden to use a sheet as your mechitza. L'fisha enos and ol arai betchila, because there's an iser doraisa to make an ohel beyantif. Ve'ein tzarech lomer b'shabbos. You're not allowed to make an ohel on Shabbos. So the obvious question is, how in the world did Rav Nachman paskin that go make a mechitza out of human beings? You see over here, you're not allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to later on ask also about what about human beings. Amalei. At Amrit Limeha, you're quoting me a brisa that tells me you're not allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. V'ano amin alach maha, I'll quote you a brisa that you are allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. Oysa adam es chavero dofen. A person is allowed to use his friend and make his friend the wall of the sukkah. Kedei sheyocha v'yishte v'yashin, so that he could eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. Rashi says these are the main mitzvahs of the sukkah, eating, drinking, and sleeping. And you're also allowed to put up the bed to drape a sheet over it, so that the sun will not cause a dead person to decompose or on the food to spoil. Kashina Dadi. So wait a second, now we have two brises that contradict each other. So the first the Gemara tries to answer this way. Based on the Gemara, we add a Maseches Shabbos. Lakasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. Maybe the Braisa that permits making an oil is Rabbi Eliezer, and the Braisa that forbids it, I'm sorry, the Braisa that forbids it is like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Braisa that permits it is like Chacham Disnam, because he learned in the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos. Who remembers this Mishnah, the end of Shabbos? Disnan. Pikaka chalon, if you have a board that they would use to stop up the window, right? They didn't have window shades. They used to have boards that would plug up the window. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bizman Shakusher Vitali, if it's tied to the window and hanging suspended in the air, pokekin bo. Vim lav, if you're just putting it in pokekin bo, you're not allowed to make an oil on Shabbos. Vacham Roman Benkach Benkach, even if it was not there, pokekin bo. So the Gemara thinks that's the same machlokas. Are you allowed to make a mechitz on Shabbos or not? Says the Gemara, what? That's not the same thing. Says the Gemara, no. Everyone agrees, both of those opinions agree, you're not allowed to make a mechitza from scratch. But that's not what you're doing here. No, that machlokas is just adding on to a pre-existing OL. Shabbalez Omer ain Mosifin Beyontif, ain't Sarchlomer Beshabbos, Vachomer Mosifin Beshabbos, ain't Sarchlomer Beyontif. So that can't be what they're arguing about over here. So the Gemara says, you're right. So what's the contradiction in the Brises about whether you're allowed to make a Mechitza on Shabbos or Yontif or not? Ela Lokasha, Ha Kerabi Meir. Ha Kerabi Yehuda. Disanya will enter the Brisa, Asa Ola Behema. Dofen the sukkah, if you make your animal into a wall of the sukkah. Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Huda Machshir. Rabbi Meir de kapasel hasam. Alma lav mechitzahi. He says the behem is not called a mechitza. Hacha shari. So since he holds making a behema is not considered to be a legit mechitza by sukkah, so hacha, when it comes to the laws of Shabbos, since Rabbi Meir learns it's not a legit wall for the sukkah, so hacha shari, therefore it's permitted to put up a wall by Shabbos, the lav midei ka'avid, because it's not considered to be making a mechitza on Shabbos. So wait, so how does it work for Shabbos? So it's considered to be an ol arai. It's just a temporary wall. And the Gemara now holds at this point that according to Rabbi Meir, it is permissible to make an ol arai on Shabbos. So says Rashi. Tosis has a little bit of a different shot in the sugya. Even though Rabbi Meir holds it's usher to do an ol arai betchila b'Shabbos, and therefore, if it was kshera for sukkah, it would be usher to do on Shabbos, because that's making an arai betchila. However, since it's not kosher for the mitzvah of sukkah, the Gemara thinks now, it's only considered to be mosif, and therefore it's mutter. Whatever pshat you say. But that's what the Gemara thinks at this point. The Gemara is going to back out of this also, but Rav Meir, who says it's pasul for sukkah, so therefore, by Shabbos, it's going to be permissible. It's not considered to be significant, and you're allowed to make it Shabbos morning. It's an ol arai, and it's good enough for Shabbos. For Rabbi Yehuda to come makshir hasan, Rabbi Yehuda says that an animal is good for the wall of a sukkah. Alma mechitzi. So you see, it is considered a legit mechitza. And therefore, hacha asa, therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, he forbids using an animal. He forbids putting up an animal as the wall of the sukkah on Shabbos, because it is a legit mechitza. And that's the svar of the Braisa that says it's forbidden. And the Gemara says, come on, that can't be the answer. But Tisbara, really? That's the way you want to answer the Braises? That doesn't answer anything. Emer d'sham esleli Rab Meir behema. Yeah, when do you hear Rab Meir saying that it's possible to make a mechitza for a sukkah? That's only when he makes it out of an animal, because the animal can run away. However, adam v'kelem misham esle, how do you know Rab Meir holds? He only says you can't use a behema. But how do you know he says you can't use an adam or kalim? That's one kasha. And therefore, if he holds really it's kasher for sukkah, so then it's going to be usher to do it on Shabbos. So we're back to our question. The brisa that said it's mutter to make a wall on Shabbos, who's that going like? Visu, and another question, even if you'll tell me that according to Rab Meir, that it's not good for a sukkah, Rabbi Meir Aliba Diman, Rabbi Meir said, you want to tell me that Rabbi Meir is the opinion that says that you are allowed to make an OL on Shabbos? Aliba Diman, who's this going like? E Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. If he holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, Lahosif Nami Aser. Rabbi Eliezer even forbade to add on Kavachomer to make it from the beginning. El Aliba de Rabbanon, you want to tell me that it's going called Rabbanon, who said it's permissible? Amadar Rabban Lahosif, the Rabban only said to add on. But Lechatchila mi Amars, he's not going like anybody. Again, you could have said he argues, but the Gemara is not happy to say that. The Gemara doesn't like this, therefore, and the Gemara says, no, we're going to have to answer the Steer and Bryce is a different way. Says the Gemara, Ella, Hava HaRabbanim. Both of the Bryces that talk about making a Mechitza on Shabbos, they're both going according to the Shita of Chachamim. Hava HaRabbanim. That the Rabbanon said that it's permissible to add on to an Ohel Arai on Shabbos. However, it's not permissible to make a wall l'chatchila. V'kelim ha-kelim lo kasha. Kelim on kelim is not a kasha. Ha, bedofen shlishis. The brisa that forbids making a mechitza using kelim, that's talking about using the wall as the third wall of the sukkah. Meaning that the sukkah was not kosher without this third wall. So, using a kli for the third wall to make the sukkah kosher, that's where the chachamim say it's usser. Because since the sukkah is not kosher without this, your mamish making our ohel arai b'tchila b'shabbos. However, the brisa that permits using kalim for the wall of the sukkah, ha bedofen revius, you already have a kosher sukkah. So you want to add on to make a fourth wall. You don't even need it. So the Chachamim say such a thing is mutter, since the sukkah is kosher for its mitzvah, this is halachically considered to be adding on. It's not making a new wall. It's just halachically considered to be adding on to a pre-existing wall, and therefore it's okay. Dekanami, and the Gemara says, I can prove to you that this is what the Brisa forbids, is talking about the third wall. Diktani, nafal dofna, that its wall you can't fix. Dofna means it's the main wall. It's the main wall. It's got to be one of the three. So the Brisa, so Shema Mina, so you could see, so that's the answer, Kalem HaKalem. One's talking about for the third wall, and one's talking about for the fourth wall. For the third wall, you are not allowed to make it on Shabbos or Yontif, because that's a legit wall. But for the fourth wall, you are allowed to make it on Shabbos or Yontif. So that's the answer, Kalem HaKalem. Says the Gemara, Ela Adam Adam Kasha, what about the Stira about making a Bryce, making a wall out of human beings? One Bryce says Usser, one Bryce says Mutter. Says the Gemara. Now, why didn't the Gemara give the same answer for this? Yes, the Gemara says, no, only there you could say by the fourth wall. Because it says there, V'yizko v'samit v'yuz el asadin. Ma'asha mikach she'en matos l'hakshir asuk el lohagin al mace. But as far as the human being, it says, Osa adam is chaver dofen, k'dei she'o chivish tevi yashen. So Rashi explains why you can't use the same answer for here. Ela adam ha'adam kasha. So Gemara says, Adam ha'adam nami lo kasha. There's no stira. In one place it says you can use a human being, and the other place it says you can't. Kan l'das, kan shelo l'das. You're not allowed to use a person as a mechitza if he knows that he's being used as a mechitza. But if he doesn't know that he's being used as a mechitza, then you are allowed to use him as a mechitza. What's the difference? I'll have to see. What's the difference? Who cares whether he knows about it or not? So it's ein derech binyan bekach. There's no problem with a CSO with a human being, ein derech binyan bekach, and therefore you could put the person up as the third wall of the sukkah. But kalim is derech binyan, and therefore only the fourth wall. So says Rashi. Rabbeinu Yonason gives a little bit of a different shot. The reason for the heter of making mechitza the adam shelo l'das is because it is a mechitza that is made b'shogeg, by accident. And a mechitza that was made by accident, meaning since the human being doesn't really realize he's making the mechitza, and such a mechitza works even lahakel. However, if the people know they're making a mechitza, then it's like a mechitza b'mezit. And it's only mechitza lahachmir. But to allow you, it wouldn't be a good mechitza. And there's a third opinion. Kviyas ha-mechitza. If you don't know that you're serving as a mechitza, so you're going to walk around. And so it's only temporary. Mechitza sarai is mutter. However, if you know you're going to be mechitza, then you're not going to move. And therefore, it's a mechitza shel keva, and that's going to be usser. Wow, the achronim talk about here. What in the world is the issue over here? So either... It's a paradox, right? If you don't know what's going on, you'll walk around so it'll be only a wimpy mechitza, so that's okay. But if you know what's going on, you're going to stay standing still in one spot, and that's worse. So that's why you can't do it if it's ladas. Well, that's what the Achronim say. Amazing. So what does it come out in the Maskana? The brisa that permits making the wall of the sukkah on Shabbos by putting a human being or a meat is talking about two different cases. The heter to put a person is even by the third wall, but that's where he doesn't know what's going on. But the heter of placing up the kalim, that's only for wall number four. You already have three. How can somebody the brisa about two different cases? We have brises like that all the time. Okay, so says the Ritva. Beautiful. Okay, unbelievable. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. What about the case we started with? Wasn't that a case where all the people there knew they were serving as a mechitza? Answer the Gemara, no, shalom yidasava. They didn't know. Says the Gemara, but wait a second, but Rav Chista mila dasava, Rav Chista. The guy who organized them, he knew what he was doing. Says the Gemara, Rav Chista Shlomo ben Aminyanavi, he wasn't part of the wall. He wasn't part of the wall. Like in soccer, right? You have that human wall. That's where we Mamish had a human wall to get him back into the Tchum. Okay. Hanu b'nei genana. So these certain people who were at a wedding, da'ilu maya, they brought water from Rishus Rabban Rishus Yachid b'mechitza shel b'nei adam using a human shield, human wall. Nagdinu Shmuel. Shmuel gave him lashes. Amar, imar mishalomi das, yomer ladas, you guys know what you're doing. If it's ladas, it's usser. That's the problem with giving heterim. You give heterim, but the heter was shaloladas, but they used the heter ladas. So he gave him lashes. Hanu zike, certain leather jugs, the Havashadian Baristika the Mechuza, they were strewn in the streets of Mechuza. Bahadid also Rav Mipirke, when Rav was coming back from the Joshua, Alinu Niale, so some of his helpers took these jugs because there was a whole throng of people, so they had all their walls. L'Shabbat Achriti Boy Alinu. So the next Shabbos, they wanted to also bring in these jugs. Aserlu, Rav said it was Aser. Davalei Kildas. You know, one time you could say people don't know. But once it becomes a minix, it's not Shalola Das anymore. V'aser. Levi Ailule Tivna. They brought him Tevin, straw, using a human shield. Z'iri Aspasta, alfalfa, for the animals. Rav Shimi Rachia Maya. They brought water in that way. The people who were serving as the walls didn't realize. These rabbis had thousands of people around them, so they didn't realize there was walls, so they could use it. Unbelievable. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Misha yatsa birshus. Someone who goes outside of the tchum with the permission. Now, here's the famous hatsala heter. The famous hatsala heter. If the hatsala, if you drive to the hospital, what lets the hatsala guy drive home from the hospital? The answer is, if you don't let him drive home, he was never going to go in the first place. That comes from this Gemara. Rav Moshe Feinstein, famous tshuva for Hatzala guys. Misha yatsa b'rishus. Let's say a person left the tchum for a mitzvah. Let's say the rabbis needed him to testify by Kiddush Levana, or he went for Hatzalas Nefashos. V'amru lo, kfar nasa maisa, we don't need you anymore. Yesh lo apayim amos l'chol ruach. So he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos in every direction from the place where they told him. If he was still in the tchum, it's as if he never left. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Anyone who leaves the tchum for Hatzalas Nefashos is allowed to go back to his place. What do you mean? The Hatzalas Nefashos is over. How are you allowed to go back? So the point is, because we're afraid, if we don't let him go back, he's not going to go out in the first place. Wow. Says the Gemara. My imhayu besoch atchum ki ilu lo yatsa. What does that mean? Obviously, I'm a rabbi. Hakamar imhayu besoch tchum shelo ki ilu lo yatsa mitoch beiso damu. If he was still within the tchum, it's like he never left his house. He's allowed to go all the way back. Says it's also obvious. Pshita. No, ma'u de same ahova akar. You might have thought once you uprooted your place of dwelling, with the intention of leaving the 2,000 amos to dwell somewhere else, so you lose your original dwelling. Kamash Malam, we don't say that. Rav Shimon Achi Amar Ma'ach Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. In Mahayu Tchumin Shenasn Lo Chachamim Muvlain B'socha Tchum Shalo, if the new Tchum where he ends up is still attached to the old Tchum, like let's say he had to go 3,000 amos outside, but now he's got 2,000 amos, so 1,000 he can get back into his original Tchum. Kilo Yatzim Tchumo. So now not only is he allowed his new Tchum, he's allowed to go back and be from his old house. He could actually walk 5,000 amos because he could go back to his original Tchum and then walk 2,000 amos in the other direction. The Maikamifli, what are they arguing about? These two answers. Marsav, I've lost Tchum Milsi. Marsav, Alav Milsi. Question is, if I now have a new Tchum that's swallowed up in my old Tchum, do I get to go back and use my old Tchum? So one of them says, yeah, the swallowing up of Tchum is a thing. And the other one says, no, swallowing up of two Tchum is not a thing. If now you have a new Tchum, so you only have the new Tchum. If the new Tchum goes back into the old Tchum, that doesn't go back and give you the old Tchum again. You have the new one. Amalei Abai le Rabba. Abai said to Rabba, Va'at lo tizbro, I've lost Tchum in Milsahi. You don't hold that the swallowing up of Tchum is a thing? Uma ilu shavas b'ma'ara shebesoch ha'arbas alofim va'al gaga pochas me'arbas alofim ama. Person dwelled in a cave, and it goes underground 4,000 amos. And the top of the cave is less than 4,000. Lo nimtza mahalachas kula. V'chutzala alpayim ama. Don't you think you're allowed to walk on top of the cave the whole 3,500 amos, and you're also allowed to walk out of either side of the 4,000 amma cave 2,000 amos in either direction? So obviously you hold that the tchumen get mixed up, that the tchum of one side gets mixed into the other one. Answers the Gemara Amar Lei, V'lo shani lach bein hecha deshavas ba'avir mechitzes mibod yom, lecha de lo shavas ba'avir mechitzes mibod yom. Don't bring me rise from the cave. In the cave, that's where you were by Bein Hashmashas. You had the whole area. But over here, the new Tchum area, you're going into a new place that you weren't there, Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, V'hecha de lo shavas lo. You mean to tell me if you weren't in the second area on Erev Shabbos, so you're holding that the fact that you're in a new Tchum doesn't help you get back to the old Tchum? V'hatanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Later on in Nun Beis, by a person who leaves the Tchum b'mezid, that according to Chachamim, even if he goes one Amma outside of the Tchum, the Chachamim say he's not allowed to go back in. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shtayim Yikanes, if he goes at two Amos, he can go back in. Shalosh Lo Yikanes, but three Amos, sorry, you can't go back in. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says you have four amos from where you are, two and two. My love, Rabbi Eliezer Tamedo Amar Vahu Be'emtza'on, he's in the middle. Arba amos diavalei rabbani command mivlu udamu. So now he can go back into his original tchum. V'kamar yikanes. Ama have lost tchum milsi. So you see the mixing of the tchumen is a thing. Answers the Gemara Rabbi Baruchan Labai Umi de Rabbi Eliezer. Kamos v'sleimar. You're asking me a kash from Rabbi Eliezer? What do you mean? But the Chachamim argue on him. They hold him, if you walk one Amma out, you can't go in. Says the Gemara, Amalei in. The Shmieli Minei Demar, I heard from you, Ad kan lo plig Rabbanan le de Rabbi Eliezer, Ela ledvar ha-rishus. Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim only argue if he left for a rishus. Ava ledvar mitzvah module. I heard you teach me that the Chachamim admit to Rabbi Eliezer that if you went out for a dvar mitzvah, they will agree that if my tchum is mixed into my original tchum, that I'm allowed to go back into my original tchum. And since our Mishnah is talking about a case where a guy went out for a dvar mitzvah, so certainly Rabbah should hold that the mixing up of the tchum should work. So it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim argue on two different things. We'll have to see when we get there on Nun Beis. It's only in 1 week. We're going to get there in 1 week. They argue about two things, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. One thing they argue about is how far out of the tchum do you have, right? You have 2,000 amos. Rabbi Eliezer says you have another four, you have from the place that you leave, let's say if you walk one amma outside the tchum, you're allowed two amos on either side of you. So you're still allowed to walk up until two more amos and walk back in. He holds two things. Number one, you have two amos outside the tchum. Number two, he holds that tchum, when it gets mixed into your original tchum, you're still allowed to go all the way back into your original tchum. Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar about two things. Number one, they say you walk one amma out, you're done. So number one, they hold once you're one amma out, that's it. You can't even go back. A, you can't go back inside. You're stuck there at the one amma, and you only have one amma. But the other thing that they argue about is Rabbi Elazar says, once I have a new tchum, as long as that new tchum reaches back into the old tchum, I'm allowed to go back in. The Chachamim say no. Once you're outside of that tchum, they disagree with that principle. However, the Gemara over here said they agree. It sounds like Chacham, according to some Amoraim, the Chachamim agree if you went out for a mitzvah, in which case even the Chachamim agree you have four amos in either direction. So they would agree that if that four amos would stretch back into the original tchum, the Chacham would agree that the tchums do merge together. So that's a bunch of different interesting halachas about tchum we learned here. Do tchumin merge together? If you find yourself in a new tchum which stretches into your old tchum, do they merge together? Sounds like it's a machlokas tanaim. And then the other question is, once you leave the tchum, how far out do you have? Right? The Chachamim say, if you go one amma out, that's it. You're done. But the Rabbi Elazar says, up until two, you're still allowed to come back inside. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.